Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. I'm Nancy. I host the show, and today I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Dr. Rita Louise, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, actually. You know, what I normally do with my guests is I let people know a lot about yourself, so I'm going to let you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, and then as we go on, I will ask you some questions, and we'll just keep it rolling. How's that?
Okay. Well, you know, you work in this business, and you would think that you would have this whole spiel about, well, you know, I do this and this and this, and it's like, well, let's see. One of the primary things, or one of the gifts that I have that I share with people is my ability to work with people on health levels. I'm a medical intuitive, and I am able to look inside of people's bodies. Now, there are a lot of people that use the term medical intuition or that they're a medical intuitive, but what they primarily do is to look at the subtle energy, what's going on with the orange and the chakras, as opposed to looking inside the body and going, well, you know, there's some inflammation over here in your bladder, and, you know, there's this swelling, and there's bacteria going on, and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so in addition, or as part of that, you know, I have a very strong belief that the majority of health issues that we experience in our lives, there is like 80 to 90% of them, there is some emotional factor that is underlying the body's ability to be well. And so in addition to looking at what's going on physically with a client, I will also look at or try to identify what the emotional key is or what the belief is that they're holding on to that's keeping them in a state of ill health. And many times it's not anything that the person isn't aware of, but there's not a recognition about how it's affecting them and their body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really kind of interesting. I have been working, I became interested in I'll say the paranormal, psychic ability, psychic phenomena when I was 12. There was the TV show, The Amazing Kreskin, he had ESP. And I thought it was just the most fascinating thing and just started reading everything that I could about the topic. Thinking that if I kept reading these books that someday I too would be psychic, which didn't happen. And then many, many years later, I found the Berkeley Psychic Institute and started studying with them. After being in their program for 3 weeks, what I discovered was that I had been actually very psychic my whole life, and no one ever connected the dots. No one ever said, well, when this happens to you or when you have this experience, that is a psychic experience. And so it was just, you know, kind of like, oh, that's what you want us to do? Well, I can do that. You know, and it was just a very natural thing for me and didn't really, you know, take any effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I started working with clients doing, you know, just readings. As I say about myself, I was Rita the Psychic Chick. And one of the things that I found was in working with clients, I was always finding their health issues,
mm-hmm.
which led me to go back to school and study to be a naturopath, and finally went back to school again and got my PhD in natural health counseling with my dissertation and the focus being around the effect of our thoughts and emotions on our health.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, is it okay if I call you Rita?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you think that a lot of people, you know, kind of know that they have like a lot of emotional stuff going on, but like you said a little bit earlier, really do not relate to it really affecting their health?
You know, I don't think so, because sometimes these issues are so suppressed or so underneath everything. Like recently, and this is a very interesting example, I recently have started working with an African-American man and who has a number of health issues. And there was, you know, I mean, to make a long story short, you know, there were things going on with his liver and his body's inability to detoxify. But when I started kind of checking around, because it's like I look at the aura, I look at the chakras, I look at the organs, I look at the meridians, mm-hmm. and one of the things that I found was sitting in his stomach meridian and in the stomach was this energy of, I won't let anybody see that they hurt me, mm-hmm. because he grew up in the 60s right in the heart of discrimination.
Right.
And I don't think he thought about that for years, but it is the linchpin, you know, and once he's able to work through and resolve those feelings, everything else will start shifting in all the other parts of his body and all the other areas where he's experienced health problems.
So if somebody gives you a call, Dr. Rita, or they go on your website, which you have a great website, I looked at it, so it's
thank
really
you.
Good. And we're going to tell them how to get there quickly, but if somebody wants, you know, like to have you do an intuitive reading, you know, as far as the medical on them, they don't have to be in your presence, is that?
No, I have clients all over the country. You know, I do a lot of work by phone. Where it gets a little weird for me is when I do email sessions for people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I reserve email sessions, and I'm just going to put this out to the listeners. You know, I will call people so they don't have to pay for the long-distance call. But if somebody, like, lives overseas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and where we can't, like, instant messenger back and forth or, you know, some technology way,
mm-hmm.
Or if they're hearing impaired.
Okay.
You know, but that's weird to me. You know, because it's like they'll just send me some questions, and it's like, okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I hope this is good, you know, because if you're not getting any kind of feedback, and you send them 3 to 5 pages worth of material, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, and you hope that they actually take the time to read it and understand it and, you know, work with it. So if somebody wants to give you a call or go onto your website, why don't you give the listeners every way they can get a hold of you?
Okay. The easiest way is to go on my website, which is www.soulhealer, that's SOULHEALER.com. They can drop me an email at Rita@soulhealer.com, or they can call me at 972-475-3393. Probably the easiest way to get a hold of me is through the website, though.
Okay, I'm going to have you repeat all of those again.
Okay, it's soulhealer, SOULHEALER.com, Rita@soulhealer.com, or 972-475-3393.
Great. You said a little bit earlier, as a child, and this happens, I think, with a lot of people, that their psychic ability, their intuitive part of themselves is very much there. But like you said, nobody's connecting the dots. No one's helping them understand, you know, that this is kind of what's going on. So a lot of times, I think people, when they first come up with a feeling like that, or they're seeing something maybe for the first time in you know, their third eye, that it tends to get them uptight or freaks them out or makes them go, well, I can't tell this anybody because they may think I'm weird. Yeah. Did you find that kind of to be part as you were growing up, or did you just kind of handle it nice and easy and just go with the flow?
I just figured everybody did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know that people didn't see other people's past lives, you know, or that, you know, people didn't just know stuff, you know, like, oh, like one Christmas, I will never forget this, I was dating this gentleman, and I had a roommate, and we were all really good friends, and I went to the Christmas tree, and I picked up the gift, and, you know, in my mind, I said, it's either going to be a crystal or a rock, or a crystal or a pewter figure,
mm-hmm.
and I got a crystal and a pewter figure. You know, so it's good. I have learned, don't touch Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but one of the things I'd love to share with the listeners is that everybody has psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and someone, and, you know, I really should remember who shared this analogy with me, and I did ask if I could totally steal it and use it all the time because it's really a good one. You know, everybody can draw. Even if it's just a stick figure with a little stick house, everybody can draw.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that range of drawing, some people can draw really good. You know, like Michelangelo, Picasso, you know, they can draw really good. Mm-hmm. And then there are people that don't draw that great. But if somebody went and took drawing classes, that, you know, they would get better. There would be improvement because they practiced, they put the effort in, and they would get better. And it's the same with, you know, the psychic gifts. Everybody is wired to send, receive, and assimilate information from the world around them. And, you know, with some practice and some training, they can become, you know, more familiar with them, mm-hmm. and begin to recognize them, like myself, you know, begin to recognize that when this happens, it's probably not a coincidence. You're probably having a psychic experience.
Yeah, and it's true. And I usually tell people, just like you just said, everybody has this psychic ability. You just kind of like listen to yourself, trusting yourself, you know, not second guessing yourself, and not thinking that you're weird or strange or really different.
Well, you know, I'm weird. All my friends are weird. So you just get to join a better elite club of weird people.
Right.
You know, so.
Because
if you think about it, all the cool people are weird anyway.
Mm-hmm. So why would you want to be straight and be a geek? No. Now, you also are a founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
I sure can. The Institute of Applied Energetics is a school where people can learn to develop their psychic gifts, and there are five different training levels. The first one is an introductory course that mainly focuses on that person learning how to work with their own energy, work with the energy in the aura, the chakras, the energy channels, to just really become familiar with what it looks like and feels like, because it's impossible to work on someone else's energy until you can recognize what it feels like in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moves into, there's two energy medicine courses. One is very hands-on, where there's a lot of table work and things that people think of as energy work. The third level shifts into doing energy work from a more clairvoyant place. And so many of the sessions are done where the client is actually just sitting in a chair and you're sitting in a chair and you're going, okay, well, this is what I see going on in your chakras, and you clear it. And this is, so like where I was talking earlier about, you know, some people doing medical intuition but only looking at the subtle body.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they learn to do in the third module.
Okay.
The fourth module is all about reading, you know, so it's clairvoyant reading, clairvoyant reading, clairvoyant reading. There's tarot reading and palm reading and past life readings. And if you can read it, we cover it in that class or in that level. And then the final level is the medical intuition level. And really, to do medical intuition, it's like you have to understand what's going on energetically with a person, which is what we cover in the healing part, and you have to be able to read it, which is what we really focus in on developing in the earlier module. And then we're combining it with a bunch of health. You know, well, what's going on in the physical body and how do we promote health in the body? You know, and I can say this on this show because it would make sense to your listeners. I had absolutely no plan of putting this program together, but I have, over the last, I would say, 6 or 7 years, really have shifted my focus to just surrendering to spirit. And spirit said one day, it's time for you to develop a program.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it needs to have in it. And we'll let you know when you've done enough work so that it's in your integrity, so that you would put it out and put your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an intensive program. It takes probably about 3 years to get through the whole program, but is designed to create very competent practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not go for a weekend and get a piece of paper. It's like you do the course and you could walk, you could hang up a shingle with comfort.
Good.
And ease. You know, and it talks about business and ethics. I mean, because it's really about building a business. That's what the program.
Which, again, is important if somebody wants to do it. See, a lot of people kind of jump into this and they don't, in my opinion, which you can take it or not, a lot of people don't understand the true ethics when they're first starting, unless they've been trained or they have talked to somebody who truly believes that the only way to do something is very ethical. Because there are a lot of people out there who are really not. Have you found that to be true?
I would say that there's truth to that. I try not to look at it personally.
Mm-hmm. But,
I mean, I think that there are a lot of people that are not well trained, and it's not that their intention is to necessarily be bad. You know, because when I think of being ethical, I think of someone trying to, like, slide something in on you.
Right.
You know, but I think that they're not well trained or they don't have a lot of experience.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I used to run a psychic fair years ago, and I knew every would-be psychic in the Seattle area. And I would get these phone calls. Well, you know, I just finished, you know, level two of this tarot course. Can I come and read at your show? And I'm thinking, go get 10 years of experience and call me back.
Mm-hmm. Which is true.
You know, and that's one of the things about my training program, you know, and why it takes so long, because it's all about practice, practice, practice.
Which is really the only way that it really works.
It is the only way that it really works, because you can't understand. I mean, I've been doing, and I'm going to say medical intuition evaluations. I'm going to use that word specifically as opposed to just doing psychic type readings
mm-hmm.
for almost 15 years. And I still have people that come in and totally stump me. You know, and it's not that I'm not seeing the energy that's going on in their space, but it's like you see new stuff every day. And it's like, ooh, that's a new one.
Mm-hmm. It keeps you on your toes, doesn't it?
It does. But if you, you know, and what when you're first starting, it's like everything is new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the more time you have under your belt and the more practice and the more information and you know, left and right brain knowledge, it gives you a better grounding to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Now, for them to take your classes, they don't have to spend this time in front of you, I take it.
That's correct. The training program is fully distance learning. So, and it comes with all of your training materials, all of the books. There are audio and video demonstrations, you know, if there's a textbook, because I do really think that balancing the left and right brain is very important. So there are textbooks that you have to read, you know, like a regular college, mm-hmm. as well as a lot of very hands-on work that you have to do. And then to help support it, because it is distance learning, there is a monthly teleconference that the students can call into and ask any kind of questions they want, you know, about their business, about a session that they had, you know, and basically you're dealing with me, and so it's not that I'm not accessible to be reached by email or by phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something's coming up and you're not understanding something or, you know, whatever.
But it's important that they have that opportunity to do that, because they may really need some help and all of a sudden go, oh, my God, what am I going to do? You know, I don't want to do it wrong. So
mm-hmm.
if they can't get a hold of you, I mean, that would not, you know, probably work so well for them. So that is important that if they have questions that they do, you know, be able to call you and talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're also an author, aren't you?
I joke around. It's like people go, well, what do you do? It's like I do everything but Windows, and I've added feet. I don't do feet either anymore. I mean, not that I ever did feet, but...
But.
Yes, I've written two books. One is called Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, which is my more recent book. And the other one is called The Power Within, a Psychic Healing Primer. Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4 is all about why do we get sick? And, well, let me just, I'll start with the title, which would probably make the whole thing make more sense. If you think about it, you know, the cosmic 2x4 is that perpetual whack up the side of the head that's trying to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so the premise, the underlying premise of the book is physical disease is the ultimate whack up the side of the head that you're not paying attention. And so, you know, and it talks about one of the things that it discusses that I have never, ever seen in another book is the is how energy works. I mean, people will sit there, or how the disease process works, because people will go, well, you know, an imbalance to your energy will create disease in the physical body. But no one explains how that happens. Mm-hmm. And so I really go into and spend a lot of time developing that concept, and it is discussed from both a chakra perspective as well as a Kabbalistic perspective, which is the basis of Jewish mysticism. Mm-hmm. You know, and then it goes into really giving a lot of examples, because once you can start to recognize where the imbalance is, and I'm going to say further up the stream, when it's okay. still a belief, when it's still you're having an emotional reaction to something, mm-hmm. if you can recognize it when it's still there, it won't filter into the physical body because you will have addressed it and cleared it.
Mm-hmm. Which is important.
It is important, and everyone that has read my book has, you know, really enjoyed it, because it's written, you know, it sounds like it would probably be like this total science book, and you'd be like, oh, my God, you know, I have to have a total brain for it, but it really is written in just plain terms. Okay, my dad tried to read it, and it was a little over his head. You know, but my dad's not a reader in the general sense of the word, and he doesn't even know what a chakra is.
Okay.
So I can understand where maybe he wouldn't. But if someone just has a general understanding of, and I'll say metaphysical principles, and it doesn't even have to be a deep understanding, mm-hmm. They'll follow it along.
It sounds like it'd be kind of good.
It's fun. I tell all kinds of stories.
See, that's the most fun when you do, like when you do a book, is to be able to tell some good stories.
Uh-huh.
People like that. It keeps them interested.
You know, especially when it gets into, I mean, because there's the science part, which is really the beginning of the book, mm-hmm. and then it gets to the more experiential part. So, you know, I really am about balancing that left-right thing, you know, because we talk about the science behind it, and then we go into, well, okay, now you understand what the mechanism is. Now, how do you experience that in your body? Mm-hmm. Because most people don't even, you know, like that whole psychic thing, they don't recognize what the experience is in their body.
Right.
You know, and so if somebody is in survival, it's like you can say survival, 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 but no one will really get it until you start talking about a situation, you know, as an example. You know, you go out to dinner, and you meet some friends, but you end up parking two blocks away, and you decide to leave, and you're walking to your car, and it's dark, and then someone comes out of another building, but they look kind of a little scary,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the first thing that happens is that your first chakra opens wide up, and you start pumping adrenaline, and you can hear a pin drop three blocks away, and your heart starts to beat fast, and you start walking faster, you know, and you are in survival, period. Mm-hmm. But people, you know, it's like you need to start, and that was one of my points, was to help people to start to connect what they're experiencing and where it rests on a chakra, sephirot level.
But you can, it sounds like you make it pretty, you know, easy for somebody who, like you said, has a little bit of knowledge in it, which is good, because some of the books that are written, they're, and I'm not saying they're not good books, but some of them try to be a whole bunch more than they need to be, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they do make it very hard to understand, or it makes you feel like there's some part of you that is either not getting it, shouldn't get it, or you just, you know, don't know what to do with it.
Well, you know, I've noticed that there are, I mean, it's kind of shifting, but for a long time there were two kinds of books. There were like the baby books, you know, the beginner books. I won't mention any people, but beginner books, you know, that you flip through them, you know, I mean, I've been reading metaphysical books since I was 12, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I read textbooks. My kids think I'm nuts, but, you know, that's me.
That's
Well, I like those hard, you know, you have to read the same paragraph four times to maybe get a kind of book.
Okay.
But that's me. But I think part of that is because I've been reading so many books so long that it's like I'm into that advanced information. You know, but there are a lot of, like, beginner books, and then there are a lot of, like, really advanced books, and there's not a whole lot of middle ground that are giving people juice and good meat without overwhelming them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, to me, like quantum physics,
yeah,
I can't wrap my mind around that.
Most people can't. They can't even hardly say it sometimes.
You know, and I was reading this one book, The Spiritual Technology of Ancient Egypt, Ed Markowski.
Okay.
And he gets into a whole bunch of quantum physics, and I actually kind of understood parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then he went off on something, and it was like, okay, over my head, flip, 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 flip in those pages. You know, but it was written in definitely more of an understandable, not baby style,
mm-hmm.
but in a, you know, intermediate. It was an intermediate style.
But they still have to find that intermediate ground before they can go any higher anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's pretty good. And then The Power Within?
The Power Within is, so where avoiding the cosmic 2x4 is kind of like the brain food, the brain candy. The Power Within is... it's a real hands-on book. You know, it goes into a little bit of information, but it's really exercise-driven. And it teaches you how to start to develop your psychic abilities using healing as a modality.
Okay.
You know, but really technique-driven.
Mm-hmm. Before you go any further, Rita, could you maybe give the listeners a little bit of idea of maybe one of the exercises that they might be able to try to do to help, you know, either boost their own intuition or help them understand a little bit better on how to, you know, to work with it and to get it higher?
Actually, one of the main, the beginning exercises, and I'll share a little piece, that I think is really important for people of any doing any kind of work is grounding. And so, I mean, I can do a little quick grounding exercise here, but I would also, with the book, the Power Within book, I also have an audio CD that you can purchase separate.
Okay.
And in the book, the base core exercises at the beginning are these very long meditations. And after I finished writing the book, the number one comment I got was, well, how can I read the book and meditate at the same time? And so I created an audio CD to go with the book so that you can actually meditate and not read and meditate at the same time. But if people go to soulhealer.com and then go to the product tab and then go to books and CDs, I know this is down a little bit, and then the Power Within audio CD, they can actually listen to one of the exercises from the book,
okay.
which is this grounding exercise.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the grounding is pretty important because a lot of people, they can't quite get their mind to settle down or unclutter, and it makes it very hard for them to, you know, first of all, stay focused enough to actually see some kind of result.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would tend to get very upset going, oh, this probably doesn't work, so, you know, who cares? And then they kind of dismiss it. So I agree that that grounding, I think, is probably very important for people to understand that it's kind of a must.
Well, and one of the things about grounding is, like, as human beings, it's like, you know, we kind of collect energy from the people around us, from the places that we go, the situations that we experience all the time. Every day, you know, we kind of like, you know, our little lint thing, you know, dog hair. And so what grounding does is it allows us to let go of this energy that doesn't belong to us. It's like we can take our little dustbuster thing and clean out ourselves so that we can be us in our bodies as opposed to us and the people at work, especially that person that you had a fight with this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
You know, or your boss that came and got on your case. You know, it gives you the opportunity of letting go and just being you. And when you're you in your body, then you can start to recognize what's going on. I mean, it's the most important thing to me.
Well, but it should be, and it really should be for people who are trying to, you know, do a little bit of growing there. Now, you also have your own radio show that you do.
I do.
So let's talk a little bit about it and, you know, why you do it and who might be on your show.
Okay. My radio show is Just Energy Radio. And it is on Friday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. It's an internet radio show. People can listen to it either by going to the Soul Healer site and then clicking on the radio tab, or they can go directly to justenergyradio.com. It's a two-hour show. And you're going to laugh.
That's all right. That's good.
So last year, in the middle of October, I mean, I have been playing around with doing a radio show for quite a long time and actually have been approached by a number of people about doing a radio show for a long time. And I'm like, and never, you know, looked into it, but really never pursued it because it never floated my boat.
Okay.
And then kind of the middle to late, well, about this time last year, I guess it was about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
I got up one day and Spirit said, it's time. And I said, for what?
Yeah.
For you to do a radio show. And I was like, okay. And I don't know about you, you know, if you listen to your guides or, you know, whoever it is that's around. And mine at that point in time, well, they've been like this for the last few, well, actually forever. They always give me these deadlines. It's like, and you have to start by January 1st, you know, or that first week of January. And I'm like, you know, and I'm a big, like, internet person. I'm like, but that means I got to, like, find guests. I got to put up a website. I mean, I'm like, ah! So I didn't have much of a Christmas. I worked the entire time. Oh, and then had my computer crash in the middle of it. But, you know. but it's been... You know, it's been really good. I mean, I've really been enjoying it. People laugh when I tell them this, but I used to be really super shy, really super shy. And over the years, I've spent a lot of time and a lot of energy in not being shy anymore. And doing the radio show has really, like, pushed that button and pushed me even further in opening up my communication space mm-hmm. on a personal level. You know, but I feel that it's just really important to get information out to people to demystify what's going on and to, you know, just share.
Yeah, and it is very important. I did actually a cable television show for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a regular radio show for a year, and then I started dealing with BBS, another one, and it is very important. People are hungry right now for this kind of information, and they're a little scared of what they have been told is going to be coming, and I think it really does need to be clarified. And if people are not out there who at least have some kind of handle on clarifying it, then, you know, a lot of things are going to get a little bit more uptight and more unrest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with the shows, you know, like what you have in the show I do, and it shows that a lot of people are doing now, I really think it's helping the people to understand that they're all part of this, that they're not alone. You know, they may feel alone, but they're not alone. They're all part of it. And the more information that can be given out to the people and the more they listen to it and try it, I really think the easier their life will end up becoming.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. I mean, because when we pay attention to what's going on and understand what's going on to us,
mm-hmm.
I do a segment on a different radio show once a month, and for the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, I have done these segments about the energy on the planet. For some reason, I'm really able to tap into where the emotional energy sits on the planet,
mm-hmm.
And I, you know, stuff will be going on with me, and then I start looking, is it going on with other people? And I kind of do this little mental poll, and then I check in on the planet, you know, and is this a current that's actually affecting everyone?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had been doing these reports for 2 years, and let's see, in April, May, something like that, I did a piece about the energy of 2007, with the main nugget being most people would rather give a kidney or go through labor than continue experiencing the ongoing turmoil in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, I ended up getting an email from a woman, Carol Barbeau, who's a wonderful astrologer, about Saturn's transit into Virgo,
okay,
which happened September 2nd. Of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a little bit about, you know, Saturn in Leo, and, you know, this is where we were, and this is where we're moving to. And I printed the article, and I'm, like, running around going, oh, my God, it's like I finally have the answer to what's going on. I ended up doing a bunch of research going back 5 years to when Saturn was in Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward and then actually going forward, you know, as into Saturn in Virgo. And ended up doing a piece on that because it was so important. And the full article is on my website right now, the soulhealer.com website. And I've shared the information. I'll try to, like, make it be in a nutshell.
Okay.
With a lot of my clients and with friends, because to me this was like more than an epiphany kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would share the same information, I would just have people shaking their heads going, oh my God, it's my life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's my life. So I'm going to try to keep this brief. I mean, basically Saturn is the planet of authority, but it's also the planet of restriction and constraint. And so when Saturn was in Cancer, Cancer is a very nurturing planet. And it's really important. It's around house and home. And when you think of house and home, there's also this definite security aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Saturn moved into Cancer, and we're talking 5 years ago, so we're talking 2003,
mm-hmm,
something like that. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Many people started experiencing issues with going on at home, either issues going on in their families, issues going on with their jobs, you know, like they would lose their job, or problems at work, you know, things are revolving either around their home, their family, or their work,
mm-hmm,
because it would put you into this survival energy. What people gleaned out of it, however, was identifying what was really important to them. What did they need? You know, because it's about nurturing.
Right.
But with all of this stuff going on, we really got the opportunity to look at how our needs weren't being met.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we were really, really working on getting them met, but at least we got to look. And one of the things that I saw in my session work was a lot of women making that decision that, you know, I can't keep giving it away and I need to create boundaries around myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that they were maybe doing it in that moment, but there was that decision.
Right.
Then 2.5 years ago, it moved into Leo. Well, Leo is about ego, and there's a lot of pride element around it. It's a fire sign, so it's go, 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 do, 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 hurry, 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 not enough time.
Mm-hmm.
And so even according to astrologers, when Saturn is in Leo, it is probably one of the worst positions it could ever be in. Because Saturn wants to be in charge and have authority. You know, it wants to be respected. And Leo wants to have the last word. So there's always this conflict about who's going to run the show,
right,
with Saturn and Leo together. But one of the things that happened was that, okay, now people realize, well, this is what I need. You know, this is where my needs were not being met. And they tried to start have that happening when it moved into Leo. But I am sure, and I'm going to phrase it this way, I will bet everyone listening had their ego kicked up one side and down the other over the last few years.
It's probably very true.
You know, and that was that Saturn in Leo. You know, and so we went from like, well, I need to get my needs met, to becoming real clear about what do I really need. You know, not out of pride and not out of ego, but what do I really need? And I'm like, okay, glad we're out of that.
Really, and you should. You know?
And then in September, we moved into Virgo. Virgo's all about healing, self-healing, you know, so I can heal myself by helping you heal. And so I don't know if people notice, because the energy is kind of new and it's not really something that you think about, but that like, go, 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 do, do, do. Wait, you know, you got to get it done and you got 3 weeks to do it. And energy has kind of just stopped. And I'm like, I like this.
And a lot of people are looking around going, what's wrong? Why am I not going?
You know, and one of the other things, because of this healing, a lot of energy that we have been holding on to for the past 5 years, because it's just been really kind of stressful, is coming up. A lot of old emotional wounding, a lot of hurt, a lot of sadness. You know, and so if people are feeling like they're a little emotionally tender, it's the energy on the planet. It's okay. You know, it's okay to cry, because trust me, you're not the only one.
That's right. That's why I said a lot earlier. They're not alone. And yet people want to, they don't want to be alone, but they really do believe they're alone, because with all the readings I do, you know, they look at me like when I say, hey, you're really not alone in this. You know, there's everybody is kind of feeling the same thing. And they look at me like, really? It's like, well, yeah, you know, energy is kind of energy, and it doesn't just necessarily single you out, you know. So understand that, you know, everybody's kind of going through a lot of stuff, and you're really going to have to work with it.
You know, but right now, you know, the phase that we're in now has just been about, you know, where when it was the beginning part of 2007, it was like, here's your ego, now it's going to get kicked, and, you know, ha, 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 you know, so just let that go. You know, now it's really about that, the healing part, you know, and just allowing it to come up. And, I mean, I'll talk about myself. It's like I have found multiple times where I will just weep. I mean, just, but when I'm done, it's like I feel like this deep, deep, emotional issue has finally come to the surface and been released. Old stuff. And it's like, woohoo, go.
But
be free.
Yeah, it's coming up and it's being released. Could you give out the information for people to get a hold of you again, Rita? Please?
I sure can. The easiest place is to for them to go to soulhealer.com, S-O-U-L-H-E-A-L-E-R. You can read that article, The Effect of Saturn's Transit in, as it moves into Virgo or something like that, but the effect of Saturn's transit. And also the grounding meditation is on that site. Or you could sign up for my newsletter. Throw that out too.
Well, everybody sign up for the newsletter, first of all.
And then my email is rita@soulhealer.com, or the number is 972-475-3393.
Also on your site, you do start talking about the year 2012. Do you have any little hints you'd like to give our listeners about what they can or cannot expect?
Well, when I talk about it, you know, the full title is 2012, Ascension or Apocalypse? Because my feeling is, and I'm just looking at it from kind of a, you know, energetic place, you know, there are people that believe, you know, we're going to have the rapture, you know, the Antichrist is going to come, you know, an asteroid's going to hit the planet, Planet X is going to appear, you know, I mean, there are all these, like, death and destruction kind of beliefs. On the other side, there are people that are talking about the ascension. And, I have my list right here. I didn't know we were going to talk about this, but it just so happens I have my paper, and I'm going to read this because it was like, this is good. That believe that we are in the process of shifting our energy and either becoming enlightened beings, you know, like where the Hopi in their prophecy, they talk about we are now in the cycle of animals coming to the end of that and beginning the cycle of human beings. When we get into the cycle of human beings, the highest and greatest powers that we have will be released to us. And so there is definitely a belief that, you know, people's intuition is turning on, and they're, you know, all of these gifts are really being activated. And there are some people that believe that parts of our DNA that we're not using and parts of our brain that have not been used so far are beginning to activate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
But I want to read this list. This came out of, I just interviewed these people a couple of weeks ago, Sriram Ka and Kira Ra, from their book, 2012, You Have a Choice. And they give a list of symptoms of ascension. And I'm reading through this list, and I've shown the list to a couple of people. So, Nancy, I'm sure you'll be like, yeah. I showed it to my girlfriend. There are 21, and she got to 12. She goes, okay, 12 out of 12. Okay, headaches or non-localized pressure in the head. Your vision may seem to be shifting or non-stable. You may feel you require glasses one day and a different shift the next, you know, or a deepening sense of the ability to see, like clairvoyancy.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep pattern interruptions, feelings that you are going crazy, losing your mind, or an inability to focus. It's like, I think that's everybody.
Uh-huh.
Emotional tenderness, mood swings, and mania. Embracing unity consciousness. Heightened sensitivity to smell, sound, and taste, or a change in eating preferences. Losing track of time. Physically dropping or bumping into things. Hearing high-pitched tones or a series of tones or pressure in one or both ears. Spiritual death or brief suicidal thoughts. A heightened sense of not being on the planet or a sense of detachment. A general sense of free-flowing energy which can often manifest or be misinterpreted as anxiety without basis. Jolts of energy that are felt physically and often will move the body. Lack of focus and attention for any length of time. Heightened or newfound discomfort with some public environments. Sudden urge to make everything spacious, to release personal treasures, or to remove old clutter from your environment. Heartburn or chest pressure. Attraction to new colors. Change in priorities in your career or relationships. Or feeling of time moving too fast. So, Nancy, how'd you do?
I probably got about all of them except two or three.
I know. I mean, like, I'm going, oh, that sense of smell thing. Well, that's not
yeah.
me. But I have changed my eating habits, so I,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Do you think, Rita, that a lot of the children that are here are having a hard time with all of those symptoms, too?
I mean, everybody's having a hard time. You know, I just think it's interesting because there are some people that, I mean, I'm going to make the assumption that they're affected by it, and I'm just going to put it out as an assumption that they're affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there are some people that just seem really dense
yeah.
to the energy that's going on the planet, and like, there's nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's people that are even remotely sensitive, and they're being kind of, you know, their world's being rocked. You know, so I tell my clients that are in the midst of this, I'm like, well, you know, from what you've told me and how, you know, turbulent your life seems, it tells me that you're a really sensitive person and sensitive to the energy on the planet. Not that that makes you feel any better, but...
but it may help them to understand a little bit better.
That's right.
Where they're at. See, I'm the type, Rita, that... I'm very grounded, and most people who know me, they'll look at me and they go, Nancy, why does it feel like nothing really bothers you? And it's not that it doesn't bother me, it's just that there's that knowing that I already have inside of me that I can't really change it. I can go with the flow. I can pay attention to it. But I can't let it affect me too much, because if I'm going to be doing a lot of readings for people, I have to be able to do what I know how to do and not, you know, sit there and, you know, kind of screw up a little bit. But what I have noticed ever since I've been reading, and this is one of the hardest things to try to explain to people, is while I'm in the middle of doing a reading for somebody, and I tape my reading, so I know that there's still voice going on, but all of a sudden I know that I am not in my body. But that reading is still going on, and it is still being just the way it's meant to be. And there are days when I'm doing this, and it doesn't matter if I do 5 readings or 20 readings. Somewhere in one of those readings, I have to literally bring myself back to myself and know where I am with the reading that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the strangest feeling, you know, because it's like, well, I know I'm sitting there, but where am I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I go through that like all the time.
Well, see, and I am really kinesthetic, and so I kind of pick up on everybody's energy,
mm-hmm.
and it takes actually some effort to, you know, and I think that's important for the listeners to hear, to separate who I am
right.
from everybody else,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, it's like you're having a good day, and then you go hang out with somebody, and it's like, okay, now I feel like crap,
uh-huh.
you know, or, you know, you get around real fear-based people, and then you find yourself, you know, rolling your socks down so that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, that's right. You know, I really do believe in spirit, and I trust that God's going to take care of me, but how come I can't be there right this moment?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe it's not me.
Yeah. You know, and those things, they keep going on, and they're going to continue to go on. There's another thing that I want to ask you about, Rita, that's on your website, and it's the meditation with the Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose the Kabbalah?
I have been a student of the Kabbalah for about 20 years, reading books, you know, and Kabbalah, oh my God, Kabbalah definitely goes from kindergarten books
mm-hmm.
to, like, mega textbooks,
right. I was gonna say,
like, boom.
Yeah.
But the Kabbalah, I mean, the Kabbalah is very similar to working with the chakras. But they don't, you know, even when you study the chakras, it's like there's only so much information out there that really talks about the energy and the dynamics. And when you work with the Tree of Life, one aspect of Kabbalah, it is all about energy. It's all about the dynamics and the movement and the flow. And this is the relationship between this aspect of yourself and that aspect. And if the energy is not moving this way, because I'm an energy girl, mm-hmm. you know, and, well, and I have a little Jewish rabbi guy who hangs out with me. And so whenever I am in the midst of reading any Kabbalistic material, I get a lot of commentary.
Mm-hmm. I bet you do.
It was funny. I was taking through a shul, through a Jewish temple,
mm-hmm.
Kabbalah class. And so the instructor's talking, and the person sitting next to me goes, God, you take a lot of notes. And yes, I was. I was taking very copious notes,
mm-hmm.
except I wasn't writing down what the instructor said. I mean, I maybe would write, like, one little note, like, the instructor said this.
Mm-hmm.
And then my little rabbi guy is going, oh, but, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm, like, writing all this down because I'll tell you what, it's good stuff.
Of course.
And, you know, and one of the things about that series, because it's a 4-CD series, audio CDs, there is a lecture, the introduction to the Kabbalah, and then there are 3 guided meditations. I'll tell you this story real quick.
Yep.
I intended to write some guided imagery about letting go of emotional pain, maybe addressing some physical pain, I don't know, things that were definitely more health-related. That was my goal, was to develop this set. And I sat down to write, and I got, well, you know that Kabbalah thing that you use when you teach that Kabbalah, because I teach a class on Kabbalah, and there's, you know, a lot of information about the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life in my Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4 book.
Okay.
But you know that meditation that you use in your class, you know, you should write that up. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I start to write that up, and I get to a certain point, and, you know, and this is the procedure that I have used, and I'm getting, no, you need to do this. No, you need to do this. And so now I'm getting really confused because that's not the meditation that I had done.
Mm-hmm.
So I called up. I called up a girlfriend of mine. I'm like, Carol, you know, I started to do this thing, and now it's telling me to do this other thing, and I don't know what to do. Well, then, as I'm, you know, kind of whining to her on the phone, I got, it's supposed to be three meditations. Oh, this is how they are. And a lecture. And I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks, Carol. I know what I'm supposed to do. I ended up putting the entire set together in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great.
And the first two meditations that are part of the series, I wrote in less than 6 hours.
Oh, cool.
You know, but it just was like, whoosh.
Yeah, that might download.
It was a download. And so, you know, and then I used the meditation, you know, because now I can read it. And I'm like, wow, this is good stuff.
Good. You know what? Dr. Rita Lewis, our time is up.
Okay.
It went by so, so quick.
It did.
It was my pleasure having you on the show.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
I am sure everybody really enjoyed it. So quickly, give out at least your phone number before we go off air.
It's 972-475-3393, soulhealer.com.
Great. Thank you very much for being
thank
on
you.
The show. You take care.
Okay.
Great.
Bye.
I'd like to thank all you, the listeners, and, of course, I'd like to thank everybody for hanging in there, and everybody take care. Have a wonderful week. May God bless all of you, and have a great life. Bye now.